With the occasion of the presentation of the new Frederic Constant model for 2021, we are going to interview at Pecados Veniales Yasmina Pedrini, Communication Manager at Frederic Constant. Welcome, and thank you for being with us. You have worked for other important brands in the watch industry. What did attract most from Frederic Constant?
The most important thing for me when I wanted to start to work for Frederic Constant was the independent status, because I have been working for many brands before, part of big groups, which was very interesting as a young woman starting in the watch industry. But I was very attracted by this innovative and entrepreneurial spirit of Peter and Aleta Stas at that time, who created the brand, and the family spirit.
Can we start with an introduction of the brand?
Yes, for sure. So Frederic Constant was created by Aleta and Peter Stas in 1988, and they really wanted to create a brand with a very high quality finishing for the products, but with a price positioning at an accessible price. As a Dutch couple, they had not really a deep watchmaking culture, but one day they came for winter sports holidays in Switzerland, and they were interesting to have a look at the Swiss watches, because the Swiss watches are the most famous in the world. And whether they were looking at the windows in a retailer in a ski resort in Switzerland, they were very surprised by the difference between very accessible, cheap plastic watches and very high-end but very expensive watches. And as a Dutch couple, they were not really kind to spend a lot of money for having a nice watch. And they were surprised, because they said, well, this is the country of the best watches in the world, but there is nothing accessible for my price point. So this is how really became and started their idea to really develop a brand which will have the best finishing possible, but at a fair price.
Last year, you have launched two new important series for the brand, High Life and Vitality. What have these two new series meant for the brand? Are you happy with the result at the market despite of the COVID?
Yeah. So I'm going to start by Vitality, because it has been launched earlier in the year previously to High Life, which came a bit more later in the fall. So Vitality for Frederic Constant was the continuity of the innovation side of the brand by proposing a very innovative connected smartwatch, but still with our DNA of having an analogical dial with hands. So it's really a Swiss-made watch, but with connected functions. We started in 2015 with the first smartwatch Swiss-made. And the Vitality for us was really to come up with something even stronger, with having just the connected functions visible on the dial, but on a discrete, with a discrete approach. And our intention with this new generation of smartwatch was really to touch the younger generation, because we all know that the young, they look at their phone for looking at the time, and we don't want to be too much ambitious, but we would like them to also like the watchmaking, because this is a new also generation which will be our buyers in a few years. So we have really decided to communicate the Vitality to a younger target group, by producing also images, videos, communication tools for this younger generation. And the sales have been very good. All over Europe specifically, the sales have been really positive, as for the ladies and also for the men models. On the iLife approach, this line was very important for our brand, because it was an existing collection in the past, which was already created at that time by Aleta and Peter. But our new managing director, Niels Egerding, really wanted to modernize this strong collection from the past by offering to the consumers of Frederic Constant a new collection with an integrated bracelet, which we didn't have anymore in our collection. We didn't have sports watches, and we really wanted to keep our traditional and classical design, but with a modern and contemporary outfit. And this is how came out the High Life collection, with three different movements, to start with a very accessible price with the COSC and the Herbit models, and also offering a very nice high-end manufacture with the Perpetual Calendar. And these two collections have been very successful, and for sure it helped a lot Frédéric Constant to maintain a certain good result and good turnover despite the COVID situation. It has contributed a lot to the success of the brand.
This year there is a new and a special collection, Slimline Monolithic. Can you explain to our viewers what it is? What has the technology innovation meant to Frédéric Constant?
So the new Slimline Monolithic manufacture is very innovative, and it's actually a world premiere. Our new monolithic manufacture movement is actually providing a component in silicone, which is called the oscillator, and it's replacing 26 components from a standard assortment. So it's very revolutionary within the watchmaking conception in itself.
Who has helped you in the development of the caliber? What is Flexus?
So, just mentioned by yourself, Flexus has helped us to develop and conceive this exceptional component. So Flexus is a company based in Holland, in incubator in Yes Delft University, and they are a company specialized in the flexible components for the watchmaking industry. So they have fully contributed to the development of this specific component, which is in our movement. And without them, we could have not done it, because this is completely made out of silicone. This is 100% anti-magnetic, and it requires a specific industrial process to be produced. And they are actually completely developer with us of this innovative component.
We have been already talking more or less about the monolithic, but what are the main differences between the traditional caliber movement and the new monolithic?
So a traditional mechanical watch beats, for example, at 4 hertz, meaning that the movement is doing 28,800 beats per hour, and our new monolithic is 10 times faster, meaning that the frequency of the movement is 40 hertz, beating at 288,000 beats per hour. So this is much speeder, but also much more precise and much more efficient. The duration of this watch is very much better, because there is less component, less friction, less oil maintenance. So it means that the durability of the movement itself is much better. The watch is the movement is 100% anti-magnetic. It has also 80-hour power reserve by natural development. And the particularity of the oscillator is that the component itself fits exactly the size of a standard assortment, of the standard balance wheel. So meaning that it has been reduced at its maximum to be fitting aesthetically to a normal mechanical watch.
What about... You are telling about the speed of the beating of the movement, but what about the consumption of energy and then the checkups, the services of the watch? It will make the watch that will have to take it more often?
No, in fact, this is consuming less energy. And regarding the servicing, it's exactly the same as any other traditional manufacturer caliber from Frédéric Constant.
What does it mean, the monolithic new caliber, for the market, for the brand, and how many versions are you going to show to the market?
So monolithic itself means one block, one piece, one component. So we thought about a lot during many months on how we will name this this watch, because it was so different and unique, and we centralized our idea to name it monolithic, because it was one component, one piece, one block, because this oscillator is made of one piece only. So first, that's why we decided to name it this way. Now monolithic for us is our 30th in-house caliber for Frédéric Constant. We started our own caliber developed, conceived, and produced in-house in 2004. And now in 2021, we are at our 30th in-house movement, which is a great achievement in few years. We wanted to be also able to show to the consumers that you don't need to be a high-end brand to innovate. You can really, by passion, drive also novelties, innovation, and push the limits. And we need to, in a way, reinvent the wheel. We need to find a way to propose also new things to our consumers. And this is in this sense that we wanted to achieve something really unique.
Who is the customer of the Slimline Monolithic? Are the same that the actual ones, or are you looking for new clients?
Well, I hope we have already some consumers within our consumers group. But I imagine that the buyer of a monolithic watch could be first a collector who is going to be very happy to buy a world premiere, a unique, innovative movement like it is offering. But we may also win some new consumers who were maybe buying more high-end brands, but who will be really impressed by the technological development of this movement.
Are you planning to add any more complication to this caliber, like a chronograph or QP?
Hey, I'm going to keep some surprise for the future. Of course, we will explore for the next years how we could go further and integrate this great technology with the oscillator monolithic into other type of movement. So a few tracks will be followed for sure. We are working on, our team in Geneva, our watchmakers are working on to see how they could combine this new balance system into another type of manufacture movement with, yes, probably incorporating some additional complications, but also to maybe create a new basis movement for the future.
Is there any other novelty? We have been talking a lot about the Slimline Monolithic. Is there is any other novelty that you want to talk about it, like the QP in the Highlight Rose Gold?
I'm going to speak a bit more for the ladies because we spoke a lot about the men models. So we are going to, I'm very happy to share with Spanish people that we came also a bit earlier last week to create the content of a complete new ladies collection that will be launched end of April. And we have worked with a team of Spanish photographers, stylists, videographer, and to shoot all the content of this new line. So to follow up the iLife introduction from last year for the men, I'm very happy to announce that we will introduce a complete new iLife collection for the ladies later this month.
One last question. How do you see the future of Frédéric Constant in 5 years?
Oof, hard question.
Yeah.
Successful? I hope for the brand, because this team is so passionate and so engaged to produce the best watches possible that I hope we will be able to share it with the public, and that the public will appreciate our product and our collections. But I see Frédéric Constant continuing on its rail of DNA by providing the best quality possible of the best Swiss watches, but with still always a fair and affordable price.
Thank you for being with us, Jasmina Pedrini, Communication Manager at Frédéric Constant. It has been a pleasure to have you here, and we I hope we will see you soon.
Muchas gracias and hasta luego.